CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in this MP3 form. You can find the original text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 11th of August, 2013. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB band plans updated. New 6-metre beacon for Gibraltar. VHF and UHF Yahoo technical group launched. A mid-year update to the RSGB band plan is now available. At HF, the main change is to provide some guidance on typical UK usage within the 5 MHz band. This will be kept under review. At VHF and UHF, a number of changes arising from recent IAIU Region 1 meetings have now been incorporated. These are mainly concerned with the realignment of Echolink and digital voice gateways in the 50 megs and 144 megs bands. In addition, users of WSPR at 144.4905 MHz are requested to retune to 144.492 MHz to reduce interference to adjacent propagation beacons. Fuller details are in the next edition of RADCOM due to arrive with members later in the week and available to all on the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org. A new 6-metre beacon has been set up on Gibraltar, operating on 50.0125 MHz from the Gibraltar Amateur Radio Society's clubhouse. The beacon consists of Yaesu FT857, donated by a club member, John ZB2JK, 5 watts output into a temporary inverted V dipole. The call sign is ZB2SIX/B. It's located in IM76HD. Full details, QRZ.com. There's a new group on Yahoo for the discussion of technical and operating matters for the VHF and UHF bands. There are already members from 6 countries, from Portugal to Scotland, and anyone active on those bands is welcome to join. See http://groups.yahoo.com/group/VHF and UHF/ for details. A QSL sub-manager vacancy has arisen for the G7 series, so we're seeking a volunteer for this busy post. The ideal candidate is a proactive G7 callsign holder with some free time, space, enthusiasm, and some basic spreadsheet knowledge. If you're interested, contact the Bureau via qsl@rsgb.org.uk. Next weekend, the 17th and 18th of August, International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Once again, Air Amateur Radio Group will activate Turnberry Lighthouse, GB2LT, which has the very special ILLW Lighthouse number UK0000, in recognition of the fact that that's where it all began. Very enjoyable weekend is in prospect, with over 350 lighthouses and lightships expected to be activated worldwide. Ian MM0IMC, Andrew MM6GTJ will be activating Andresen Lighthouse, ILLW number UK0089, as MM6ISM Portable. This will be QRP. A QRP operation for a couple of hours each day on 40 metres and 20 metres, weather and band conditions permitting. The RSGB Centenary Convention, sponsored by Martin Lynch and Son, takes place over the weekend of the 11th to the 13th of October at Horwood House, just a few miles outside of Milton Keynes. Two of the highlights in the programme are Carl K9LA and Graham G0NBD. Carl will discuss the recent solar minimum and present the latest data for cycle 24. He'll also forecast what to expect with respect to propagation on the bands for the next couple of years. Graham will give an overview of the newly allocated MF band, 472 to 479 kHz, and discuss how you can operate from an average suburban QTH. The event can be booked via www.rsgbevents.org. The early bird discount offer is open until the 18th of August. G100 RSGB special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary will be operated today by Darrenth Valley Radio Society from Crocken Hill, with the station on the 80 metres to 10 metre bands and VHF. On Monday, Hilderston Radio and Electronics Club will operate from Ramsgate, 80 to 10 metre bands and VHF. Then the call sign moves to North Wales, Region 6. On Tuesday and Wednesday, Dragon ARS will have both HF and 2 metre stations running in Holyhead. Next Sunday, Merion ARS will be operating from Barmouth. Details of how to get your QSL card on the RSGB website under the operating drop-down menu. Click on Centenary Station. Up-and-coming rallies this week, the Flight Refueling ARS Hamfest takes place today at Cobham Sports and Social Club Merley near Wimborne in Dorset. BH213DA, doors open 10 a.m. Trade stands, car boot sale, plenty of parking. Next Sunday, the 18th, the Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society annual radio rally will be held at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe near Rugby. CV239PX, doors open 10 to 4, admission £2. More from Tony, G0OLS, 07759684411. And if you have any rally or event you'd like to appear in future editions of the news and in Radcom, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. You're listening to GB2RS now, the news of special events. Cockenzie and Port Seton Amateur Radio Club will be operating GB2LBN at Barnes Ness next weekend for International Lighthouse Weekend. A number of other lighthouses and lightships are hosting special event stations, and call signs to look out for include GB1DLH at Durness Lighthouse, GB0REL for Rathlin East Light in County Antrim, GB0NLH at Needles Lighthouse on the Isle of Wight, and many more. DX News Now, Byron KF81 will be active as 5H3BB from Tanzania until the 20th of August. Operation mostly SSB 40, 20, 17 and 15 metres with the possibility of some CW, QSL's home call. Luke ON6DSL will activate Crete, EU015 holiday style, a Sugar Victor 9 stroke callsign portable, between the 12th and the 21st of August, using 15 to 40 metre bands with 5 watts and a dipole. QSL ON6DSL directs and bureau. Bernd DL2SBE spending his holiday in Lolland, which is EU029, until the 24th of August. He plans to operate holiday style as OZ stroke callsign in SSB, PSK and RITI. QSL DL2SBE direct and bureau. Dirk DO7DP will be on a holiday operation from RAB, which is IOTA, EU136, until the 21st of August as 9 Alpha stroke call sign. He'll be using HF bands with a QRP station, PSK 31 RITI and some SSB. There'll probably also be some activity maritime mobile. QSL home call direct or bureau. Emanuele IK2OHG will be active with HC2IOH from Ecuador until the 12th of September. He is operating holiday style, 10 metres to 40 metre bands, mostly CW, some SSB and RITI. QSL IK2OHG direct via the Bureau or Logbook of the World. Contest news, the 5th 70 MHz cumulative contest takes place today, 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The first of this year's the Worked All Europe contest ends today at 2359 UTC after 48 hours of operation. In this CW event, stations in Europe only get points for working stations outside of Europe. There are country multipliers and the added dimension of reporting the details of previously held QSOs, which enables those who choose to send and receive them boost their score significantly. The exchange's signal report and serial number. The 432 MHz UK activity contest takes place 13th of August, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On the 14th of August, it's the turn of the 80 metre club sprint between 1900 and 2000 UTC using CW, the exchange's both call signs, serial number and name. And that's it for this section until next week. You're listening to GB2RS as the MP3 version. Now for the solar factual data for the period Friday the 2nd, to Thursday the 8th of August, compiled by Neil Clark G0CAS. Numerous small sunspot regions were visible every day, but all were quiet, and most were in gradual decay. Solar activity was very low, with no C-class solar flares taking place at all. This is the first week with no C-class solar flares since the last solar minimum. Solar flux levels declined slightly from 113 units on the 2nd to 104 by the 5th. The average was 106 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 8th was 116, 2 units down on last week. X-ray flux levels varied little day to day and averaged B2.5 units. Geomagnetic activity started at quiet levels, but by the 4th and the 5th increased slightly to unsettled levels due to a recurring coronal hole. The AP index for the 4th and the 5th was 18 and 17 units, respectively. Activity on the remaining days decreased to quiet levels, and the average was AP9 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 290 km per second on the 3rd to 610 by the 5th. Speeds then gradually declined to 360 km per second by the end of the period. Particle densities were low, except for a brief increase to 72 particles per cubic centimetre on the 4th. BZ varied between minus 13 and plus 7 nanoteslas during the disturbance of between minus and plus 3 nanoteslas on the quietest days. Braddock E reached 70 megs on some days. Finally, the solar forecast. Currently, the sun is very quiet, with no major solar flares having taken place for a number of weeks. There are no positive signs that solar activity is going to increase to any levels higher than low. When activity does increase, it will be with very little warning. The coming week, solar activity is expected to be at very low to low levels, with only Class C solar flares taking place. Solar flux levels are expected to be about the 110 units. Geomagnetic activity is expected to start at quiet levels, but around midweek a small recurring coronal hole is expected to increase geomagnetic activity slightly. Quiet levels should return to quiet by next weekend. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 23 megs for the south, 20 megs for the north. Darkness hour low should be about 12 megahertz. Paths this week to South America should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 28 megs, but a 90% success rate will be more likely, around about 22 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 1400 and 1900 hours UTC. Sporadic E should take place on the lower VHF bands some days. Also, between the 11th and the 13th, the Perseids meter shower will peak. That's it for this week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. Here now is the news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club have its Club Net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. Tuesday sees a Morse class at 7:45 and a committee meeting. The Shack Social is Friday, 7:30. Details from Chris G0EYO, 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its Club Net on Monday, 145.375 megs. On Friday, there's the third round of the G4ZMC Trophy. Contact John G8SEQ, 07958777363. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is on the air on Monday from Warmley Rugby Club and has an open net on Tuesday, 70.475 megs from 7:30. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee meeting on Tuesday from 11 a.m. and on Friday there's shack and aerial work. Details from Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595 696 359. Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding a general meeting in Ragchew on Wednesday, next Sunday at the Rugby Radio Rally at Prinsthorpe College Rugby. Details from Norman, G8BHE07808078003. Back to the traditional date order. On Monday the 12th of August, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is at Saul Junction on the Canal. Details from Anne, 2E1GKY 01242 699595. On Tuesday the 13th, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadoz.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club starts its winter challenge. More info from Chris G1ETZ, 01509 504 319. Wednesday the 14th, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is looking at proposals for beginners' practical projects. Contact Mike G3JKX 01952 299677. On Thursday the 15th, Central Radio Amateur Circle is having a group meeting. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, on 07906 905071. Also Thursday, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is having a natter night on the subject of data comms. Contact Derek Tom, G3NKS, 01242 241099. On Thursday the 15th, still at Shropshire Amateur Radio Society, is having its summer social. Details on the club website, www.salop-ars.org.uk. Friday the 16th, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio is having a committee meeting. Contact Chris, M0BQE 01905 776 869. Also Friday, Hucknall Rolls Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a members forum. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI, treasurer@hrarc.com. And Saturday the 17th of August, Rugby ATS is setting up for the rally, which takes place next Sunday. Contact Steve G8LYB on 01788 578 940, Stephen with a PH, at tomset.net. And that's it for another week.